Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Boy, it never stops for Trump. He gets in late last night, had the historic day yesterday in the Middle East, and then he's got the ceremony this afternoon for Charlie Kirk, and he's meeting with the president of Argentina today.
Yes.
Who's one of our all-time favorites,
oh,
if
yeah.
you remember.
Afuera! 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 Afuera!
Yeah. And if you're wondering, what was that all about, if you don't recognize that clip, that's when he was cutting all the stupid social programs in Argentina.
Yes. And afuera is like out.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Gone.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
We like that guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're jealous of his hair. Admit it.
Great hair.
He's proud of it, man. He
Should
wears
be.
It with pride.
Yeah, I would be too.
Yes. Meanwhile,
I'm
with all
of
this
anyone with hair, though.
Peace in the Middle East. Well, I don't know if you happen to read about this. As far as the activists, that's not going to stop.
No.
Because the problems still exist.
Mm-hmm.
Like the students at UCLA and USC. This is from the LA Times. Was it this guy, Dylan Kupsch, a doctoral computer science student at UCLA who was part of an encampment last year that he claims was attacked by pro-Israel vigilantes, says, while the news of a ceasefire is welcome, nothing fundamentally changes at UCLA or colleges in general.
What?
Yeah.
What was the ceasefire now stuff then?
I know. Stop the genocide.
Right.
What? Our university is still invested in the oppression of Palestine. Students won't rest until the university divests.
No. Don't rest then.
Okay.
That's fine.
Amanda, a student at USC who participated in pro-Palestinian encampments, said concerns remain on her campus. We see that our school, like all the others, is very worried about being seen as anti-Semitic by the government, so they are even stricter about protests and speech than they used to be. The fight goes on.
Gosh.
Insufferable.
Right. Find yeah. something else. Jeez.
I know. I mean, is there ever a time where you don't have college students protesting about something? Isn't that
no,
just part of the gig?
That is kind of part of the gig. Usually it doesn't have such sinister overtones, though.
Yes. Like, when you were in college, David, what was it?
Well, let's see. For the first part of my college career, it was about George W. Bush, the war in Iraq and all that.
Okay, so what was the big protest? Just stop war?
Yeah.
Okay.
That kind of thing. And usually, I mean, it never got out of hand. The only time I only saw one protest that got close to out of hand, and that was because of people approaching it, and it was a pro-life group that had set up somewhere on the campus of the University of North Texas.
Okay.
And they, so people approaching them would be screaming at the pro-life group. But that was, and it didn't really get all that out of hand, but it felt a little dicey at the time.
Yeah. You didn't go to college.
No.
Scott. I went to a one-year business school.
Yeah. What did they protest?
There was nothing to protest.
Orange Julius closing at the mall.
Yeah, if you don't know, our college was in a strip mall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
The American Institute of
Commerce.
Commerce, yes.
Yes. In Duck Creek Plaza, Bettendorf, Iowa.
Yeah.
Proud alum.
Yeah. You're in the Hall of Fame there, I think.
We called it Duck Creek University, home of the Fighting Mallards. Yes. No, we were having too much fun to protest anything. Protesting? What about at that time? Would have been, you know, the artist for apartheid. You know, and anything Bono was about, I suppose college students would have been all about.
Oh, well, they had the No Nukes concerts too then. Remember?
That would have been your time.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Being protest heavy.
Yeah, around the mid-80s, it would have been, you know, Little Steven and Bono.
Yeah, it was
and
the No Nukes.
And
it was the, yeah.
Artists Against Apartheid.
Yes.
all that sort of stuff.
That worked, too. That worked out nicely for him.
Of course.
Yeah, everything stopped when they started singing about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the whole rock and roll can change the world. Shut up. Yeah. Can we just have fun? That's what I thought this was about.
Right. Yeah. All right. I mean, there's always a place for girls, 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 right? I mean.
Well, yeah. Yeah. It's supposed to be about fun and escapism, isn't it? Something taking yourself pretty serious right now. Anyway. Some other stuff that
God I believe in isn't short of cash, mister.
We're still quoting Bono from Rattle and Hum and all that stuff. Yeah. Do you get the references, David? Do you even know what the heck we're saying?
I not really, no. I've listened to Rattle and Hum, but
yeah. Oh, you never saw the movie?
No, I never saw the movie.
So that was one of those where U2 at the height of their powers. Yeah. And I wonder if this is going on with Taylor Swift right now, where they started to take themselves so seriously, like when they look back now, or this was a few years ago I read this, at Rattle and Hum, they're kind of embarrassed.
Oh, they should be.
Because it was so grandiose.
$1,000 bills, slapping them down.
100! 200! Yes.
Yes.
The God I believe in ain't short of cash, mister. Yeah. Sorry, we'll stop now, David.
Yeah, we gotta stop.
How about a cat story for you? Would you like that?
Sure.
You love these.
I love cats.
A cat survived 100 miles clinging to the roof of a car.
Holy smokes.
No joke. Yes. So the family just brought him along for an epic vacation.
Oh, sure. He earned it.
And they talked about it,
too. We had driven for 2 hours and needed to stop for gas. My husband gets out of the car and is like, the cat is on the roof. We're like, what do we do? We're already so far into the trip. We have a long way to go to get to New Hampshire. And my husband says, well, he's just going to have to come with us. And he had such a good time and a great, you know, adventure. So I actually did videos and pictures everywhere we went of him.
The cat's name is Ray Ray.
Holy smokes. It stayed up there.
Yes.
Wow.
One of those soft cargo carriers on the roof.
Just clung to it,
just
probably.
Like, hanging on to the fabric of it.
Oh, my God.
They're going 70.
Oh, my God.
I wish there was video of it.
That cat has seen things.
No kidding.
Ray would have been dead. Thing had to have been up there. Holy cow, poor kitty. Yeah.
I guess it's getting a lot of traction on social media.
Well, it's a,
I don't doubt
one
it.
One of those weird things, man. I mean, cats can cling for a while.
Apparently,
yeah, I understand.
A couple hours,
claws in, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Some other stories that we just hadn't had a chance to get to yet today. People get Halloween candy, you know, all over in the stores, right?
Yep.
And you think, oh, I'm going to get it for the trick-or-treaters. We're not even halfway through the month yet.
Yeah.
They go through it all before they ever get a trick-or-treater.
Mm-hmm.
The average, like, you go through two bags that you think you're buying for trick-or-treaters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you don't have the self-control.
Right.
The vast Halloween candy industrial complex.
Yes.
That's how they get you.
Guilty, I admit it.
Oh, yeah. Who isn't?
Okay.
Jeez, you kidding me?
Not all me. Right. I've never done it.
Never dipped?
No, it's already gone, isn't it?
No.
At your house? Really?
No.
Oh, that's self-control right there.
I guess so, man.
Wow.
I'm not a big candy guy.
Boy.
Well, I don't normally buy it, necessarily.
Well, no, because I can't trust myself.
No, absolutely not. I'd eat the whole damn thing.
You got the whole, you know, pumpkin eggs, the Reese's?
Yes.
Oh, dude, gone.
Oh, yeah. Well, when I found out you could buy frozen Snickers in the store, my life changed.
What do you mean? It's like it wasn't enough just to buy them and then put them in your own freezer?
No, that was too much
work.
That
was a special sort of thing?
Yeah, I had to buy them individually. I could get 12 in a pack this way, yes.
I did like the ice cream Snickers bars.
Oh, my gosh, those are good.
Those things are deadly.
They're delicious.
Now, are we going to have a story that ties in Halloween with the government shutdown?
No.
And some sad sack story?
Do you have one?
No, I'm saying, are we going to get one?
Oh,
because it looks
are.
Like this thing's going to go for a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the Democrats are big fat crybabies who love illegal aliens more than America.
It does seem to be that, yes.
Well, the kids won't trick or treat as much because they're afraid they're going to get snatched right off the street by ICE.
Well, that's true.
Oh, that right. That's why they don't show up for
good call
right.
For soccer games.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The all-timer, though, for the day has to be 86-year-old Steny Hoyer. Quoting Blue Oyster Cult, but not Blue Oyster Cult.
No, not quite.
In a different way, if you haven't heard this yet, as far as the government shutdown, the Democrats are united, okay?
Now, you may not get this analogy, but I want you to listen closely. But as the Blue Oyster Cult band once sang, we don't fear the Reaper. We don't fear the Reaper. We don't fear the Reaper. We are going to keep fighting for Americans' health care and for our federal workers. We will make sure Russell Vogt reaps what he has sown with these illegal actions.
What in the world?
The Blue Oyster Cult Band.
I didn't know how everyone will get the reference, okay? But this is what I'm going to tell you here.
Don't fear them. Blue Oyster.
Jeff, what is it? The cult band, Alex, for 300. Yes.
I swear. You know what? Trump could end the government shutdown today if he just cut off the supply of Werther's Originals to Congress.
I'll
like,
do it.
They'd be like, but my hard candy, where did it go?
You've talked about this before. How many Democrats are over the age of 80?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember the exact number yet.
Bunch.
And again, I mean, these elected officials, these are supposed to be important jobs. And then you would ask, would you allow that guy to run your family business? And the answer is, heck no.
I might employ him to run karaoke night because it would be really funny to have him up there. The Blue Oyster Cult Band. There's an artist named Kate $ Ha. Who is this? It's Kesha. Oh, the Kesha singer. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And who is Rihanna? Lady Gaga. What?
Just embarrassed themselves. I mean, it is. I know age is a number, but that guy, 86, he's 86.
Yeah.
Like, Sammy Hagar just had a birthday. He's 78.
Yeah.
Had the big birthday bash. You know, he does it every year. Did you see he had Belinda Carlisle get up with him?
Oh, really?
From the Go-Go. Yes. Man, she has kept herself in shape. They got out there. They had fun. Now, if we could get Stenny out there to do some karaoke with Hagar, now that I want to see. I don't care. That could bring the whole country together.
He was one of the Hagar brothers on TV.
I know it's not hard candy, but let's sing that old classic, Rock Candy. Can you do that? Hard, sweet, and sticky. Band.
Oh, gosh. So good. All right, we got to get to
Farming Fleet.
A news update and the five stories we're watching today next.
Remember when they used to ask, what do you want to be when you grow up? At Bank of America, we ask every day, what would you like the power to do? When you work here, you help build businesses, inspire communities, and forge legacies. And now we've raised our U.S. minimum wage to $25 an hour, so the opportunity to do more also comes with competitive pay. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/25. Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Oh, no. Stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and speak with your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200, $300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, Download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575. And find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Now the five stories we're watching today.
One, two, three.
All right, number five. The government is still shut down because Democrats are big fat crybabies who love illegal aliens more than American citizens. That's just your placeholder for number five now.
Yep.
Number four, President Trump is awarding Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom this afternoon. And obviously posthumously awarded on his birthday. And then number three, the Department of Homeland Security says foreign cartels are offering massive bounties for people who dox, assault, or kill ICE agents and other high-ranking officials in the Trump administration. Number two, a federal judge, meanwhile, ordered U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove a fence that it built outside of its processing center in Broadview, Illinois. The village of Broadview said the fence violated local law and posed safety risks to nearby businesses. And a Biden-appointed judge said, "I agree. Take the fence down."
These judges, man.
Yeah.
This is something we've had to wake up to over the last couple of years.
No kidding.
It is just it's a farce. And then number one, President Trump is on the cover of Time magazine as they are celebrating his big win in the Middle East. The photo, though, bothered the president because it's taken from a low angle, and he said the picture may be the worst of all time. They disappeared my hair, and then they had something floating on top of my head that looked like a floating crown, but an extremely small one. Really weird.
It was a small one.
If it was a big crown, it'd be fine.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a very good picture. You got to admit that. All that they could choose. Mm-hmm. No, he's got a case there. Congratulations to your Bears last night. I know you've been on a bad streak there, Scotty.
Well, it was exciting, man, right to the last second.
Yeah.
Kick the field goal, win the game.
Yeah. Did you watch any baseball, or are you just done now that the Cubs are done?
No, I watched the Mariners win yesterday.
You didn't watch any of the Dodgers?
Not much of the Dodger game.
No?
I just don't have a rooting interest there one way or another. It'll probably be the Dodgers, and then they go to the World Series, and I can't root for the Dodgers. So,
why?
I don't know. Just something about the team leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Really?
They spent a gazillion dollars to put that thing together.
You've never had a problem with the Yankees for doing that.
Yankees haven't been relevant for a long time, though.
But you would wear the Yankee hat.
I used to wear a Yankee hat, yeah.
Did you know that, Dave?
Back in the day.
Well, yeah, I've heard it mentioned before because he was a bandwagon guy.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
Other news out there, Howard Stern is clapping back at people, claims he went woke, saying, well, I don't even know what woke is.
Sure you do.
Remember the last time he had the statement was like, yeah, that means you're awake. Good.
Yeah.
But now he doesn't know what woke is. This is all just kind of sad to me. Whatever, dude.
Well, yeah, I mean, you had a guy who, whether you like him or not, was certainly a broadcasting legend, sort of the take no prisoners thing, and now he's just a average, you know, older liberal MSNBC viewer. He's become
pretty
a wine
much.
Mom. It's
yes.
sad.
Yeah.
It's like, what, if I care about people, that means I'm woke?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Please.
I know.
Never should have switched to Chardonnay. I know that.
I just think it's so hilarious when someone like Joe Rogan then just clowns on him.
Yeah.
He used to be sort of in that position.
Oh, yeah. You never clowned on him, because if you clowned on him, you were really in for it.
Oh.
Yeah. You make your life miserable.
Yeah. Also saw this out there in the news today. The East Coast grocery chain Giant, used to be in the Midwest, is recalling its hard taco dinner kits after it was discovered that there were packets of hot chocolate inside.
Hot chocolate?
With the taco?
How does that, yeah, how does that happen? Is that human error? Is that something with the robot?
I don't know.
Or is someone thinking, yeah, I think it'll taste pretty good? This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Never heard of anything like that before.
Do-it-yourself Choco Taco. I mean, there you go.
That's one of the, dessert treats in gas stations.
Mm-hmm.
The Choco Taco. Have you ever had one, Scott?
No.
You've never seen it?
I've never had a divorced. a dessert treat.
We're not making that up.
There's a Choco Taco. Yeah, it's like an ice cream cone, but it's shaped like a taco, and you got
the
ice cream in it.
I've never had one.
Yeah.
I've never even seen one.
It feels like you've been deprived now, doesn't it?
I have.
You want one.
I kind of do.
Well, we'll try our best to get you a Choco Taco. I don't know if we can get it by the end of the show, but we can make it happen within the next day or two for sure.
It'll sold around these parts?
Sure. Oh, yeah. All right. You ready for your trifecta?
Yes.
All right. We'll get to that in a news update coming up.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo. Smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby. I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No Big Joyful Smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. And it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
A dental sealant is a thin coating that's painted on teeth. It's a quick, easy, and painless way to help prevent cavities in children. Sealants prevent the most cavities when applied soon after permanent molars come in. That's about age 6 for first molars and age 12 for second molars. Sealants can protect against cavities for up to 9 years. They can be applied in dental offices or using portable dental equipment in community settings like schools. Although the number of children in the U.S. with sealants has increased over time, low-income children are 20% less likely to have sealants and twice as likely to have untreated cavities than higher-income children. Untreated cavities can cause pain, infection, and problems eating, speaking, and learning. Applying sealants in schools for low-income children could save millions in dental treatment costs. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
My name is Lola Silvestri, and I'm going to be 95 this year. I spend a lot of time in my backyard. I feed the birds and the bees. I love my flowers. The color in my garden keeps the pink in my cheeks. I was very independent and thought I could take care of myself. I fell and I had to have Meals on Wheels. I love them. They're my savior. And I look forward to volunteers because they've all become my friends.
It's Meals on Wheels.
America, let's do lunch.
1 in 6 seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLetsDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Being around too much loud noise like a leaf blower or rock concert can cause permanent hearing loss. And once it's gone, you can't get it back. Hearing loss is the third most common chronic health condition in the U.S. Almost twice as many people report hearing loss as diabetes or cancer. The louder a sound is, and the longer you're exposed to it, the more likely it will damage your hearing. Repeated exposure to noise can cause stress, anxiety, depression, high blood pressure, heart disease, and many other problems. Hearing loss from loud noise at home and in the community can be prevented. Avoid noisy places. Use earplugs, protective earmuffs, or noise-canceling headphones when near loud noises. Keep the volume down when watching TV or listening to music and using earbuds or headphones. Get your hearing checked and ask your healthcare provider how to protect your hearing from noise. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
Heroin use and heroin-related overdose deaths are increasing among people from all walks of life in the United States. Most people are using it with other drugs, especially prescription opioid painkillers. Using heroin along with other drugs or alcohol compounds the risk of overdose. States play a key role in prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. States can address the strongest risk factor for heroin addiction, addiction to prescription opioid painkillers, by improving prescribing practices. For people already addicted, states can improve access to substance abuse treatment services and expand access to naloxone, a drug that can reverse the effects of opioid overdose. Everyone can learn about the risks of using heroin and other drugs, get help for substance abuse problems, and learn how to recognize and respond to an overdose. To learn more, visit cdc.gov/vital signs.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Thank you so much for being here. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. You know him. You love him. Got Robbins. News update, David Van Camp.
Oh, the president taking questions as part of this cabinet meeting today. And ABC News got in a question, and he didn't want to talk to ABC News because you had the clip yesterday of little George Stephanopoulos, you know, cutting off the vice president, lying, and then just ending the interview.
Yeah.
And here is President Trump's reaction to ABC News asking him a question.
First of all, congratulations.
I don't take questions from ABC fake news. After what you did with Stephanopoulos to the vice president of the United States, I don't take questions from ABC fake news. Brian.
Wow. Good.
Well.
Yeah. He doesn't need to.
Nope. Not going to do it. Not going to curry favor with you.
No.
Or try to.
And so then what happens if people are outraged that didn't even know about it?
Yeah.
Like, what is he talking about? And then they go look at it. Well, and then they know he has a point.
I can play the clip here.
Sure. I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports.
This is about the allegations against Border Czar Tom Homan.
Oh, yeah.
Who is accused of, at a Cava digital kitchen, being handed a bag with $50,000 cash as some sort of bribe to get federal contracts for people after he leaves his position in the government.
Reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe, there's no evidence of that. And here's, George, why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Because you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video that you're talking about. Meanwhile, low-income women can't get food because the Democrats and Chuck Schumer have shut down the government. Right now, we're trying to figure out how to pay our troops because Chuck Schumer has shut down the government. You are focused on a bogus story. You're insinuating criminal wrongdoing against a guy who has done nothing wrong instead of focusing on the fact that our country is struggling because our government's shut down. Let's talk about the real issues, George. I think the American people would benefit much more from that than from you going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing.
It's not a weird left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000, as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September 2024, and you did not answer the question. Thank you for your time this morning.
No, Governor George, Governor I said that Pitcher I don't.
Up next, we'll be right back.
Yeah, there you go.
And he had done that to J.D. Vance before in 2021.
Yes. Yeah, they got a history.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Enough. Like, what? You were on a time crunch because you had to get to your next great guest that's bigger than the vice president?
Yes.
Was it Pritzker the next guest?
Pritzker was on there.
I'm thinking Pritzker was up next. Yeah.
Well, he is a bigger guest.
Well, they were out of donuts, too, and Pritzker was getting agitated. He wanted to get on there.
Man, oh, man. I just happened to see this story because we were, you know, looking at any updates. David Strom, Hot Air. I did not know that showing the flag in the UK was, like, troubling for people.
Yeah.
You saw this?
I did.
Because you have this whole movement right now saying, hey, we got to keep our country here.
Yeah.
We're being overrun. And now if you are waving your flag,
it's offensive to Muslims?
Yes.
Yeah. And so you can't do it. So if you're offending them, then you can't do it. Yeah. I mean, it's wild.
Holy smokes. And I'm looking at this teenage girl, like police are like ripping this flag, this British flag out of her hands.
Yeah. Yeah, that's been going on for quite some time in the UK because it's basically like, you know, you can have your big call to prayer anytime you want, your big demonstration where you're talking about killing Jews. You can have that anytime you want, as long as you're a migrant.
Oh, my gosh.
But if you're saying, hey, we want to make England for the English, well, that's hate speech.
Right.
So this is, what is it? What's her name? Labor Miata Van Bolla.
Have been emboldened to perpetrate racism, intimidate communities, have beaten people up and hung a death threat on our city wall. What further support can government give my local authority to get those flags down because even contractors are being intimidated?
The flag is something that we have to reclaim and reclaim it proudly. We know that in some communities they are being used to intimidate and divide. We're working with local authorities across the country to make sure that they have...
I can't imagine that all of a sudden you're flying the American flag somewhere and it's problematic.
Well,
yeah,
that's been the case, but our government hasn't really been a part of it.
Yes.
I mean, that's the thing. They're not arresting people if you're flying it.
Crazy story, though.
I mean, you look at our friends across the pond, whether it's in the UK or, I mean, on the continental Europe. Dude, like in France, their entire what's called the Fifth Republic is crumbling. They're probably on their way to dissolving their constitution. They can't keep their government together at all.
And the progressives love it, and that's progress. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like this dude, one of the politicians, Jeevan Sandhar, says it's making migrants uneasy when you fly the British flag for crying out.
Painted on roundabouts. And that is just a bit weird. And you know, because you've seen it online, and I see it in my inbox, that this does make people feel uneasy.
Oh, my gosh.
Too freaking bad. Get
no
over
kidding.
It.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That was my thought, too. So what?
You just can't ever let that happen here.
Make them feel uneasy. Do they know where they are?
Yes, they do.
Well, you know.
Well, yeah. And if you claim Islamophobia, some people are like, well, I don't want to be seen as Islamophobic, so I guess so I just won't do that flag. No, you're overrun by cowards.
Jeez.
Man. All right, you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' top three stories, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, Casey's not taking his flag down. I'll tell you that right now. It's not going to happen.
No way.
No, that's right. That's right. You stand strong, Casey.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
I'm ready.
Thank you.
Three.
Number three, Jay Jones. This is the Democrat running to be the next attorney general in Virginia. He is the subject of quite some scandal because, well, he fantasized about murdering a top political opponent and then having a child die in the child's mother's arms so that the mother would change her political viewpoints.
Yeah, the guy's a scumbag.
I mean, just terrible stuff.
He has not had any kind of pressure that I'm aware of to resign coming from his own party. So something called the Nonpartisan Center for Advanced Security in America, CASA, has filed a second bar complaint against him, Jay Jones, over the texting scandal. It was talked about earlier this month, but of a national review. But this time it's in Washington, D.C., where he briefly served as assistant attorney general years before returning to private practice and then on to Virginia politics after that. Now, the complaint with the Virginia State Bar last week is now requesting the Office of Disciplinary Counsel on D.C.'s Board of Responsibility immediately investigate and revoke Jones's law license to protect district residents and all Americans from vengeance that he might bring upon them as an attorney general. Now, whether this goes anywhere or not is anybody's guess, but at least they're saying, hey, if you're not going to do it, we're going to do it. We're going to step into the void here and say, no, this guy is dangerous. If he becomes attorney general, my God, who knows what he's going to do?
The polling is pretty brutal for him right now.
He's behind.
He's behind now, the incumbent. And, I mean, and that may actually sink the Democrats' chances statewide, race.
I mean, I hate doing this, but if Jones was a Republican, he would have already been forced out.
Oh, for sure.
I think so.
And mainstream media would try to tie him to Trump somehow and the other Republicans.
This would be the scandal of the century if he were a Republican. Yeah. You know, they're trying to do this right now. Politico is running a story about a handful of what I might call crap posters and edgelords who work for the Young Republicans. And they leaked a bunch of text messages where, I mean, it's some dark stuff. You know, stuff like, I don't know, praise for Hitler and all this, racist stuff that's out there. Mm-hmm. And, that's going to be probably on the Today Show tomorrow. And it's like, well, yeah, obviously, you can't hold down that gig if you're a paid employee and you've been caught speaking like that. I think you're probably going to go. But they're going to make hay out of this as much as they possibly can and completely ignore the guy who's running to be the top cop in Virginia fantasizing about murder.
Well, they said if expressing a desire to see your political opponent and his kids murdered isn't cause enough to lose your law license, what is?
It's a good question. Yeah.
Now, on with the countdown.
Dang. Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day up to number
two.
Number two, the a thunderstorm sparks a long journey for a little puppy.
Yeah, a little puppy. Finally reunited with her owner yesterday after a thunderstorm sparked a journey spanning 2,000 miles in 3 months.
He was a little dog named Snuggles.
Not in this case. It was Opie.
Got it.
Opie, a 5-year-old corgi border collie. I think those are little cute little boogers anyway. He was named after Opie of Opie Taylor on the Andy Griffith Show.
No, no.
He doesn't love thunderstorms, said his owner, but he always just usually hid out under something, under a bed or something like that. This time, he just took off like a rocket out the door, and he was gone. During the search, during search for Opie, his owners learned the dog had been spotted at a local gas station and that somebody had picked it up and taken it away. They noted the same thing had previously happened to other lost dogs in that area. Those dogs disappeared as well. In this case, the dog ended up back in their hometown in Illinois after a 3,000-mile trip when they found the chip that was going on. Andy Griffith. There's Opie. Yeah. But the little dog is back home. It went from Oregon to Nevada and then back to Illinois.
Wow.
So, good. I'm glad.
And just so you know, anytime it's a thunderstorm, I will hear Scott say, oh, my poor buddy at home.
Yeah,
my poor buddy.
Yeah, he hates him.
Your cat.
He hates him.
And the countdown continues.
He would take off out the door and probably, I would probably lose him too, if something like that.
I thought he just cowered in the corner.
He does, but if the door was open, he'd be shot out of there like a rocket.
Run into the thunderstorm.
Yes, well, he'd run and find a place to hide somewhere, I'm sure.
Smart little guy.
But he's a beautiful cat, so somebody could steal him.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally.
I think so.
Yeah.
One.
And a strip club is offering to help offset the pain for federal workers.
Well, hold on a second. Are we talking about a strip, or is this a gentleman's club? Let's be respectful.
Now, I'm just reading the story. A famous Las Vegas strip club is extending a helpful hand to government employees during the shutdown. Government is currently shut down. It's unclear when it's going to reopen. That means the government employees here are furloughed and forced to work without pay. Now, will they get back pay? We don't know. But in the meantime, Crazy Horse 3, one of the most famous strip clubs in the country, announced that they're launching a Strippers Against Shutdowns campaign. Now is the kind of action we need, they said, in order to get this country rolling again. So the club is offering a free lap dance to unpaid and furloughed government workers.
Oh boy.
Bad girls.
You must present a valid government ID to be given the free lap dance. Las Vegas, they say, has always been about working people, and we're still about working people, and the girls are helping out.
Working girls, huh?
Hot stuff.
They're calling it Baby Got Back Pay.
Hey!
Hey, that's a good one, David.
There you go.
These are things I wished I would have thought of. Yes.
And there you have it.
Uh-huh.
So don't know if it's just your strip club or gentleman.
They call it a strip club.
Got it.
No,
right.
I'm just saying. It's not even called the gentleman's club, so.
They don't even fake that it's classy.
No, apparently gentlemen are not welcome in this club.
Scott Robbins, trifecta. Well done, Scotty. Okay.
It's really been an honor for me.
Isn't it always? Yes. Yeah. All right. David's got a news update and Nimrod's in the news in just a few right here.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Hi, this is Nicolas Cage. When you're a teenager, there are a lot of things going on that can produce stress and anxiety. The pressures of school, dating, and the future in general can seem overwhelming sometimes. But there are healthy ways to deal with stress, ways to reduce it and channel your energy in positive directions. And you don't have to do it alone. The Will Rogers Institute has a free booklet with some really helpful information.
For your free copy, visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, I'm Jeff Gordon. As a four-time NASCAR champion, nothing is more important to me than winning a race, especially the race to cure children's cancer. Each day, more than 40,000 children are undergoing cancer treatment at hospitals throughout the United States. CureSearch for Children's Cancer supports the research and treatment for 90% of those children. Only research cures children's cancer. Join the Jeff Gordon Children's Foundation in supporting this winning team. Get involved at CureSearch.org.
Cancer is a big idea for a small child.
She dreams of being a figure skater. We're trying to figure out what to do next.
Each school day, two classrooms of children are diagnosed with cancer.
The doctor said there's hope.
I'll be brave, Mommy.
If I could just take her place.
It's okay, Daddy.
Only research cures childhood cancer. Give today. You can help fund this life-saving research to conquer childhood cancer. Visit CureSearch.org today.
Hello, this is Michael Douglas. Pneumonia can be dangerous, especially for older people and for those who have diseases like asthma, emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Fortunately, there's a vaccine that can immunize people against one of the most common forms of pneumonia. If you're over 60 or have a chronic lung disease, ask your doctor whether a pneumonia vaccine would be right for you. It could protect you from a serious illness or even save your life.
A message from the Will Rogers Institute. Visit us at WRInstitute.org. Asthma, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, tuberculosis. These pulmonary diseases affect millions of Americans daily, and if you already suffer from one of these ailments, then you're well aware of the problems that you face. For over 75 years, the Will Rogers Institute has provided health education and research for all. For more information, visit WRInstitute.org or call toll-free 877-957-7575 and find us on Facebook and Twitter, the Will Rogers Institute, since 1936. Kathy Ireland for the Will Rogers Institute.
Are you worried that your kids aren't spending enough time being physically active? The best fitness is family activity. Ride bikes, play soccer, or just take a walk through the neighborhood. The important thing is to get your children moving with you. For more information on family activities and fitness, call the Will Rogers Institute.
Call toll-free 877-957-7575 or visit WRInstitute.org and find us on Facebook and Twitter.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
Yep. Baseball, basketball, football, pick one. Everything's heating up right now.
Prize Picks is making the sports season even more fun on Prize Picks. Whether you're a football fan, basketball fan, baseball fan, it feels good to be right. Certainly does, and you can get paid now for it. Now's a good time. You users get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5. The app, by the way, is simple, easy to use. Just pick two or more players, more or less, on their stat projections. Anything from touchdowns to three-pointers to home runs. So if you're right, you could win big. Mix match players from any sport all season long on Prize Picks. It's available in 40-plus states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. And most importantly, all the transactions on the app are fast, safe, and secure. You can download the Prize Picks app today. Use code MVCR. You'll get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code MVCR. $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. It's Prize Picks, and it's good to be right. Got to be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for restrictions and details.
News update, David Van Camp.
Well, just an update here from an earlier story we talked about. Alec Baldwin wrecked his wife's car.
Said, he talked about it.
I was in this car accident. Guy cut me off in a truck. Big garbage truck. I mean, a garbage truck the size of a whale. I've never seen a garbage truck. It must have been something commercial for, like, taking away material from construction or something. It was the biggest garbage truck I've ever seen. Anyway, to avoid hitting him, I hit a tree. I hit a big, fat tree.
Hmm. So as I'm watching the video again, it looks like the truck was getting ready to turn into a driveway or something, and so it starts to go to the right side of the road, but Alec Baldwin was driving in the bike lane and trying to pass on the right.
Uh-oh.
And so Alec Baldwin did get cut off, but it appears that it was because he was making a very dumb decision.
Well, he's made a lot of them, so.
Well, yeah, he killed a woman. Yeah. He's lucky he didn't kill another person.
Right, no kidding.
Man. All right, we got to get to Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dean.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. A TikTok influencer has been arrested after being on the run from police for almost a year following, well, a few different driving offenses. The guy's real name is Harrison Sullivan. He was wanted by police after he was involved in a crash with another vehicle. And then he skipped a court appearance.
Uh-oh.
But then he posts videos of himself. He goes by H.S. Ticky Talkie. Yep, and that's Nimrods in the News.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-518-4477. That's 800-518-4477. Again, that's 800-518-4477.
Peek-a-boo. Peek-a-boo, smile.
Smile, buddy.
Come on, smile. Oh, honey, he's still not smiling.
Maybe he's not a smiler.
Yeah, maybe he's just not a happy baby.
Maybe he's just being a boy. You know how boys are.
Or maybe he's teething. Oh, poor baby, I think his gums hurt.
Maybe he's just tired.
Or maybe his tummy hurts. He didn't eat that much.
Maybe he's not ticklish.
You think maybe he's scared of the dog?
Maybe he'll outgrow it. Maybe it's a phase. Maybe he just doesn't like smiling.
Maybe he has autism, and we can definitely do something to help.
Maybe is all you need to find out more about autism. No big, joyful smiles by 6 months is one early sign. Learn the others at autismspeaks.org/signs or see a doctor today for an autism screening. The sooner it's diagnosed, the better. and it can make a lifetime of difference. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.